This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, you're in the right place for the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live on-air call-in show where you can tell us what's on your mind and talk about, well, anything. No topics are off-topic here at Free Talk Live. We do have to, of course, obey the usual FCC rules, so think the seven words that George Carlin made famous. Can't say those, or we'll have to dump you. But other than that, you can call 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I am joined by
Ian.
And future governor of New Hampshire, nobody.
I like that you're from the future. We'll talk about that a little later. Well, good evening, everybody. I want to start the first segment with a bit of good news.
Ooh, good news.
I didn't see this covered in any of the previous episodes recently. I know we talk a lot about this type of a thing on Free Talk Live through the variety of hosts and guest hosts that we have. And it's one of the things that has sort of been a pet peeve of mine for a long, long time. And that is, well, in the states where marijuana is legal recreationally, before they even passed a law saying that, okay, now you can, you know, buy it and use it and sell it recreationally, the first thing they should have done, of course, was open up the prison cells of all of the nonviolent people that have been convicted of having this recreational plant in their pocket when they've done no harm to any, you know, physical person or anybody's property as a result of it.
And restore the right to keep and bear arms, because being one of those people that you're talking about, that's the thing that still, I mean, that impacts my everyday life.
Right.
You know, not just, and it puts you at risk for some really funky things like getting arrested for having garden tools.
Right. Which happened to you.
It's true.
Yeah. And we know that the right to defend yourself, you know, is there regardless of what laws say. If you were in a house and somebody had some guns out on the table and somebody broke in, you picked up one of those guns that were not yours and shot the intruder, that would still be legal.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I actually have that case. Similar. It would have been on point in an appeal where I was there were a couple of people, locals, and they were out chalking in the square and just drawing on things in chalk. And one of our local haters was harassing them.
Yep.
And to make a long story short, there was a minor riot on the Keene Common over chalk, which is hard to believe.
The drama in a small town.
And
right?
During that period, I was on probation, and I picked up an iron bar, and I used it in a menacingly way to cause three of the attackers to change directions. I never actually hit them,
right,
but I convinced them that they should be someplace else.
Right, right.
And so, anyway, they called that, again, being a felon in possession of a deadly weapon, and I went in, I said, well, it became a weapon the moment I had the intent to use it as a weapon, yes. But by that point, that was overridden by my right to self-defense. And you're right. Although I did get convicted of smoking weed, dismissed the rioting and the felon in possession charge.
So you'll be particularly happy. I know you're an advocate for marijuana law reform, as well as our many hosts of Free Talk Live. This article from Yahoo, this was right around Valentine's Day, nearly 66,000 weed convictions dating back to 1961 dismissed in Los Angeles County.
Nice. Nice. That is truly wonderful. You know, they're actually making peace with those people, at least. Not offering the apology they deserve, yes, but at least making peace with them.
I can't believe that in a state where it is legal recreationally now and has been legal, you know, if you get the card, for well over a decade, right?
Two decades, more than two.
2 decades?
1996 was when they passed medical cannabis.
Holy cow. And so they've still got folks in prison for marijuana dating back to 1961.
Well, now, yeah, what kind of weed convictions are these? Are these simple possession, or are they actually...
Let's find out.
Those weren't necessarily people who are still in jail.
Right.
They're dismissing the convictions. You're right.
So these are people who have felony after effects, but they may have never gone to jail. They may have pled out and done probation.
I'm going to guess this is mostly simple possession charges and that they're not actually undoing dealers.
I'm going to guess that as well. The article is pretty heavy on, well, it's this many of this race and this many of that race and that kind of a thing. That's a pretty short article. Let's just go with citing the need to bring relief to people of color who are disproportionately impacted by drug laws. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey dismissed nearly 66,000 marijuana convictions. Prosecutors asked a Los Angeles Superior Court judge to dismiss 62,000. Somehow they added another 4,000 cases, misdemeanors, in that process. It doesn't say.
And the thing is, it is unjust for everybody, but I think if you listen to what Mike Bloomberg was saying about the way he policed New York City, I think that, I mean, there's real injustice there when you have 10,000 bad laws and then you send all of the cops into the minority neighborhoods and just say, chill out here and wait for crime. You know, that's pretty awful thing to do.
Yeah.
In the next paragraph that you didn't get to, it said felony convictions. 62,000. Doesn't it say 62,000 felony? Am I misreading
it? It does say, as a matter of fact. Good eye. Prosecutors asked a Los Angeles County Superior Court judge to dismiss 62,000 felony cannabis convictions for cases dating back to 1961. So
I'm surprised.
If what we're saying holds true, and I want to point out, this is just in Los Angeles County. This is not the entire state of California.
Right.
I may have misspoke at the top of talking about this subject.
No, I think you said it was Los Angeles.
Here on Marijuana Monday, I never got to say that. That's what this segment is called, Marijuana
Monday.
Cool
with that.
In case you have a short-term memory, I'll say it again. It's Marijuana Monday.
Groovy.
What did he say?
Wow, I don't know, man.
Whoa, dude.
So, yeah, 62,000 felony convictions, according to a news release. An additional 4,000 misdemeanor cases were dismissed across 10 cities in Los Angeles County. So that's where they get the total number.
I'm surprised that it's so many more felonies than misdemeanors. You would think it'd be the reverse.
You would think they would want to maintain that threat of control and jail again.
I know just that there would be more misdemeanor convictions, you would think.
I would think so as well.
I don't understand why the discrepancy there.
I wonder if they purge records after a certain period of time.
No, actually, so the part that I, after rereading this now, the part I wanted to mention was there's another organization involved called Code for America. Code for America is a nonprofit organization which created an algorithm to identify convictions eligible to be dismissed under Proposition 64, which voters approved in 2016. So some other law that they passed, Proposition 64 in 2016.
That was, I believe, the legalization. Proposition would be a ballot measure, not a law.
Right. So whatever that was, this group called Code for America developed an algorithm because I guess they can't pay people to read through this stuff somehow.
that many convictions, and you got to parse the data.
Right.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Have you been convicted of a marijuana violation? Has it been dismissed? Are you from Los Angeles County and have any experience with this? Give us a call. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. 855-450-FREE, like fried chicken. That's 855-450-3733. It's Marijuana Monday. Weed. Herb. Cannabis. I'm trying to think of all the other words for marijuana.
Ganja.
Dope. Ganja.
Dope's the worst one. It's the worst word.
Kind. Mm. Kind. That's one of my favorite terms for it. Kind.
Kind, bud.
Because it is kind. It's kind to you. It's kind to me. Or it has been historically, anyway. It's never really been rude. It's never been like, yo, Captain, in your face. We've been talking about Los Angeles County having dismissed 66,000 convictions for marijuana specifically. And we learned that most of them were felonies, which was surprising that more, only 4,000 were misdemeanors. According to the district attorney's office, approximately 53,000 individuals will receive conviction relief through this partnership. I don't know what conviction relief means. Of those, approximately 32% are black or African-American, 20% are white, 45% are Latinx, I assume they mean Latino, and 3% are other or unknown. So, like, the members of GWAR, for example, would fall under other or unknown. California legalized recreational marijuana years ago. Thursday's announcement, this is a few months ago, was made in partnership with Code for America, a nonprofit, which created an algorithm, we briefly touched on, to identify convictions eligible to be dismissed under Proposition 64, which the voters approved in 2016. Code for America has offered its Clear My Record technology free to all 58 state district attorneys. The Associated Press reported, the state attorney's office announced Clear My Record helped reduce or dismiss more than 85,000 Proposition 64 eligible convictions across five counties. If you're out there in radio land or internet land or satellite land, and you're in an area where marijuana has been legalized either for medical or for recreation, and they haven't let folks out of jail yet, I mean, if you're looking for a reason to have some outrage, that would be the one.
Yeah. Well, this is what I like to hear, because I know that in some cases you have to apply to get your record expunged. Even after they have eliminated the laws that got you convicted, they still want you to go in and give them $100.
They won't even do the paperwork themselves, and they want to rape you for some more money.
Right. They want you to pay them to take the wrongful conviction off your record. Yeah. So I'm glad to hear that they're just going ahead and doing it for these people, at least in Los Angeles County.
It's so hard for them to admit when they're wrong.
Yeah.
That machete case that I was talking about,
where they dropped the charges against you.
When they dropped the charges against me, the judge said to the prosecutor, are you saying that this is not a weapon? And we all knew it wasn't a weapon. That's why he was dropping the charges. But he couldn't bring himself to say it. He had to go call his office and get permission to say it.
But even then, throughout that whole hearing, the judge continued to refer to it as a weapon. And I'm surprised you guys didn't object. Because I would have. I've been like, excuse me.
Not a weapon. I really should have. Yeah. And
can you please stop calling it that?
There's so many things going, and the problem with being being represented is you can't overrule that when you've got something better to say.
That's true. You can't jump in.
That's unfortunate, but they will hold you in contempt of court for that.
Mm-hmm. Will you do me a favor? See if you can find a definition of conviction relief. Okay. I can find post-conviction, but it's a bunch of ads for attorneys, of course. While you're doing that, I will tell our audience, I'll ask them if they're sure 100% that they're going to have a great retirement, or if they have some doubt, because Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfo-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of the Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at cfo-project.com.
According to uslegal.com, conviction relief is a fairly general term that is related to any sort of appeal of a criminal conviction, which could include release, new trial, modification of sentence, and other such relief as may be proper and just. So annulment of charges would also, I imagine, qualify under conviction relief.
It's interesting that they have the number of dismissed cases at 66,000, but they say 53,000 will receive conviction relief.
Well, it said that statewide,
that
didn't it?
The number of people versus the number of charges, because frequently people have more than one charge.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, 53,000 individuals will receive, right? So if they have more than one charge, okay,
right.
They're counting the number of convictions, okay. At any rate, the Code for America, this organization who has developed this algorithm, if it works, it's always too late in my book, right? They should have let these folks out and gotten rid of their records before any legal marijuana shop or anything was, you know, even done, if government were about doing the right thing, which we know it's not.
It certainly should have been in the same law, or
as part of the proposition
thereafter. Yeah,
right. Should have been the first thing, right? Like, if this is passed, this will happen, and then it goes ahead and happens.
And actually, we should look at that in New Hampshire and see about pushing some relief for people who have blots on their record to do things that that are no longer illegal.
Well, perhaps we should reach out to some representatives for Code for America about their algorithm that they developed. I find it interesting that they had to develop an algorithm to run against whatever data they have on prisoners and convictions to tell them who were the appropriate people to either release or dismiss.
I'd really like to read the code. I would love to know what their rationales were. And that's the nice thing about using an algorithm for that instead of a committee, is with an algorithm, if you publish the source code to it, then everybody knows exactly
how
you made your decisions.
Right.
And they know if you programmed race into it, because it's right there in the code.
I find it interesting they're providing it for free as well. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us your thoughts on marijuana convictions. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Harvey Weinstein's legal team says they plan to appeal after he was convicted of rape and committing a criminal sexual act. Defense attorney Arthur Idella says he feels the evidence brought against his client was weak, claiming the notoriety surrounding Weinstein's reputation was the only reason he was charged.
Not a doubt in my mind, if his name was Harvey Jones or Harold Jones, he would not have even been charged on this evidence. And I don't say that in a very cavalier way. I started interning at this office 30 years ago. I'm a former prosecutor. I'm a defense attorney.
Stocks have the Monday blues, and the coronavirus is blamed for the sharp downward turn. The Dow plunged more than 1,000 points on Monday to record its biggest single drop in 2 years. The NASDAQ and S&P also slid more than 3%. The final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 1,031 points to close at 27,961. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition, coming at you from our studios in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Tonight I am your host, Captain Kickass, and I am joined this evening by
Ian
and Nobody.
And we were talking about some folks having their records dismissed for marijuana convictions in Los Angeles County. And what that took, and you were saying that, you know, there has to be a process that's, you know, all that kind of thing. And they do even point out in this article that according to the attorney's office, that it would have taken, you know, a lot of manual labor to comb through these files, whatever. So when this organization code, what were they called?
I don't know, code something or other.
Code for America is what they were called. Came along, they were like, yeah, if it'll make it fast. So what I love about this is technology. Here comes technology to save the day, to actually do some good, let some people, you know, have their convictions dismissed so that they can get about their lives without any further government interference than they've already had. But I was curious about what this you know, conviction relief was. And we didn't really get a good, solid definition for what it means in this particular instance. I imagine this
it was a general term to describe any kind of relief of conviction. So annulments of conviction or early release.
I'm just wondering if, like what you were saying, that there's some sort of a paperwork process that they also have to go through to get the full benefits of having these dismissed, as opposed to just, you know, whatever.
It's not sounding like that. It's sounding like they're just going ahead and dismissing them.
It does say that today's action, and again, this is, you know, weeks ago, mid-February, today's action marks the completion of our California Clear My Record pilot, through which we will have helped to dismiss and seal more than 85,000 marijuana convictions across the state, Silva said. So that's, I mean, that's not nothing, right? 85,000 across the entire state.
I mean, it's something, of but California. In California, it's probably a fraction of the total.
For certain. It should be much larger and much quicker if there were a way to release them years ago, two decades ago, when it was legalized in California. That would be my preference.
I wonder if they're going all the way up. Like, is there, are they doing even people who they would have considered at the time kingpins, or are there still going to be a group of people rotting in prison?
Those are some great questions.
So I just went and looked at this Code for America group, and while in this particular case what they've done is inarguably a good thing, I mean, there's nothing to criticize in this particular instance. However, what they are is a group of people, here's how they define themselves, making government work for the people, by the people, in the digital age. How do we get there? With government services that are simple, effective, and easy to use. Working at scale to help all Americans, starting with the people who need them the most.
They're missing the one word that I hold near and dear to my heart. Voluntary.
Yeah, they're not all about that.
Voluntary. Like, everything that you just read to me would be great if it were voluntary.
Yeah, well, that's
opt in and opt
true,
out.
True, although
or
that
on a menu where you could pick and choose a la carte which ones you wanted and didn't want.
True, although I will say that, you know, this is obviously a software company.
It is, yes.
You know, all they're doing is producing data processing software.
Yep.
It's not, they didn't get to determine what the political system they operated under is.
Mm-hmm.
They just had to turn it into code.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I really don't put any of it on them specifically any more than I blame, you know, Smith and Wesson for selling guns to the cops.
Right, right. I know it's different than, say, Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is, you know, it didn't ask permission to exist. It doesn't have to ask permission from, you know, the powers that be to be placed into action. It just went ahead and did it.
I will criticize Smith and Wesson for selling guns to the cops, just like I'll criticize Lenko for selling Bearcats to the cops. I don't think people should serve the police if they can avoid doing it. I like those companies that refuse to serve the police, as a matter of fact, those coffee shops or whatever that have specifically forbidden the police from coming into their stores until the police actually return to going after only violent criminals. In that case, if all the police were doing was going after violent criminals, then I'd be like, great, give him a cup of coffee, okay? Give him his tacos at Taco Bell. I don't care. If all they're doing is stopping rapists and murderers, got no problem with them getting a few bennies from folks out of that. But in this case, Code for America, these people believe they can make government work better. And, you know, government doesn't get better over time. They're not going to become efficient. And now, arguably, in this particular case, in this one instance, they have made it better. But do we want government to be more efficient at arresting people? Do we want government to be more efficient at taxing people? Do we want government to be more efficient at doing things that would make life worse for folks? Because that's some of the things that these people could end up enabling.
And I'm certain they will as the technology curve catches up to government. Government is notoriously slow when it comes to adopting technologies, and so it is behind the curve, unlike Bitcoin. And I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. I make the comparison to Bitcoin because there are some large differences between this group's code and the Bitcoin code. Right? This group developed code that they arguably have to ask permission to put into play in a, you know, a government bubble of space, if you will, can only operate within the confines of what the government dictates, as opposed to Bitcoin, which just operates in spite of any of that. Governments would love to shut Bitcoin down. They can't. Other banks would love to shut Bitcoin down. They can't. Other entities would love to take over Bitcoin and extract all the wealth from it. They can't, at least not yet. And they've been trying since the dawn of Bitcoin. So this is what, to your point, nobody, about open source software. It can be a fantastic tool for more freedom, for liberty, than almost anything that's been developed up until this time. My hope would be that somebody could take an idea like Code for America has about developing an algorithm to find this and use it to free more people. They are, to their credit, giving away their algorithm for free, according to this article. But I'm with you in that I don't support them overall.
I suspect that that's probably going to be inaccurate, in that they are using their algorithm to do this search gratis, but that doesn't mean they're publishing their algorithm to their customers. They are probably maintaining it.
Yeah.
Might be
proprietary data.
They do say on their About Us, and I just had, it wasn't the About Us page. They had something here about their work, and they claim that they default to open, but I don't know if that means that they're open source. I didn't read the details on that. So I don't want to jump to a conclusion about whether or not they're going to be closed source. Yeah. But here's another example of one of the other things that they do. They have the Integrated Benefits Initiative, simplifying how Americans access safety net services when they need them the most. And then they show like a little kind of app-looking thing. Get the support your family needs. Apply for food and health services in 15 minutes. So they're making it easier for people to get on welfare.
Get on the gravy train. Here's how. Download our handy app.
Because these people believe government is a tool to do good things, and that's a real problem.
Well, we know that it's not. How about you? Do you believe the government is here to do good things? Can you give us any examples? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Monday night edition. And tonight in the studio, it's myself, the captain, and I'm joined by...
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and then add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install AnyPay at a real-life business and tell us that you did that and what business you had install it at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com, and you will reap the rewards. That's right. You get a piece, a kickback, if you will, for every transaction that that business makes. You finally have an incentive to spread the use of cryptocurrency, so please do so.
So I've got mixed feelings about this Code for America group. I mean, I understand. I do too. Right. I understand. First of all, they've done good work here in California, getting 66,000 people convictions completely removed from the records in Los Angeles for cannabis convictions. So I mean, there's no doubt that's good work.
what I find funny though is that it took an algorithm to do this, not a politician.
Well, yeah, and, you know...
Well, it's going to take an algorithm to sort the data. That's a lot of... There's a lot of criminal convictions
right.
in California.
But, like, a human couldn't do it, so code had to do it, right? I'm sorry, I digress.
Well, I mean, good. And that's good work, you know, in that particular case. But they also, you know, they're people who believe in the idea of the state. These are people who completely, you know, the woman that founded it looks like she's got that liberal look, you know, that liberal lady
that liberal look.
The short hair. Right, the short hair.
Is her name Karen?
How about Becky?
In this case, her name is Jennifer Pajica.
All right.
So, you know, you've got programmers out there who are libertarians. And then you've got programmers who aren't.
You know, this type of organization would be a great, like, sort of anarchist cover organization to, like, gain access. You know what I mean?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been until you blew it on the air.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, right.
Are we live now? Oh, my bad.
So, you know, they've got this flowery language on their website, codeforamerica.org/values, where they talk about their principles and practices of the digital age to improve how government serves the American public and how the public improves government. And so they want to, one, inspire change, to inspire public servants, people from the tech sector and community organizers to create change by proving government can do better and showing others how. So they see the failures of the state, right? Those are clear to anybody that looks.
So they're Republicans.
Anyone who's been in, I don't know what their viewpoints are. I mean, I imagine there's both Republicans and Democrats working for them. But, you know, anyone can see the failures of the state. They're clear. Just go to the DMV. So you don't have to spend that much time looking for all these issues. And so I get what is driving them because they accept the idea of the state and they want to make it better. And I don't think that that's a wrong thing from their perspective to do.
Right. So they look at the
stage.
Well, right. They look at the government. And they go, "Wow,
this sucks.
These guys can't even balance a checkbook. I can write code that'll balance the checkbook," and so they do.
Right, and
it does, but they don't address the fundamental wrongness of the state as an organization.
And because they don't see that. They can't address it because they can't see it. But they give examples on their website of things that they've done. So, like, there's one example of, like, the VA administration had some website that these veterans had to apply for whatever thing they had to apply for, but it only worked with, like, Internet Explorer, and it had to be a very specific version, you know, and
that's
so...
exactly my point about the state being behind the times when it comes to technology.
Right. Mm. And so then they made that better for them. And so arguably that's a good thing for those veterans, right? It's hard to criticize that, but at the same time, making government more efficient just actually reinforces the idea that it is indeed this good thing that, you know, we ought to have. And it's frustrating because I want to see people get help who need help. I'm not opposed to charity. I donate to charity. In fact, I give to the local homeless shelter here in Keene, New Hampshire on a monthly basis. But I don't want to see government become better at what it does because it benefits our viewpoint for it not to be, for people to be frustrated by the state, for it not to be efficient, for it to be just a terrifying, horrible thing. And, you know, if it becomes more efficient, it'll be harder to make the argument that it's not necessary.
Yeah, to be clear, I'm not saying that what these guys did for, you know, creating this algorithm and setting these folks, getting their convictions dismissed, was really even on purpose. I'm guessing this was a happy accident, right? They were, you know, employed to do other stuff by this particular government entity. They had a contract up for some other thing that they wanted, and they went, "Oh, hey, by the way, we got this thing." They're like, "Oh, yeah, let's run it on our convicts and see what happens. Oh, look, 66,000 people. Oh, we'll go ahead and dismiss those records," right? It's probably more likely a happy accident that people were helped than anything else, because we know what government is most efficient at, and that's taking your money and killing other people.
Right, and I don't want it to be more efficient at those things.
Nope.
I don't want it to be more efficient at identifying suspects from facial recognition. I don't want it to be more efficient at dropping drone bombs on peaceful wedding parties. I don't want it to be more efficient at taking taxes from innocent, peaceful people who've never harmed anyone else. And the better they are at technology, the more likely they're going to use it for evil. Now, I understand that's not what this group wants. That's not what they are trying to accomplish, and they may actually refuse. Again, just looking at their values or whatever. Right. If the government said, hey, can you come in here and make our drone bombing more efficient, they may say no to that particular job. But that doesn't mean someone else won't say yes, because there's going to be a bunch of money in it for them. So we're in a frustrating time where government is always behind the ball when it comes to technology. And that's a good thing for anyone's purposes who opposes the state. And so therefore, like I said, I've got this sort of mixed feeling about this of like, well, in some instances, this could be a really good thing. And this is an example of it where they've got 66,000 convictions that are being reversed as a result of this particular group's efforts. But on the other hand, I think overall, it's a bad thing to make government better with technology.
And if you mention this to stateists, state lovers, people of the state who are, you know, otherwise blinded by the state, if you mention something like this to them, they won't have any sort of an idea of what we are talking about, which is what's sad. That's the most frustrating thing to me.
You mean they don't see the violence in the system?
Right. It's the most frustrating thing to me, because once you see it, you can't unsee it, really. You know, it's just there all of the time, right? Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh my gosh, it's been there the whole time. And I really don't know what makes people lift that fog, look through life with, you know, those colored glasses.
It's when the fist of the state gets in your face.
Yeah,
right?
I know we've talked about that. Like, you have to be violated by the state in some way for somebody
that's
to wake up.
That's the fastest trip.
That's one of the things.
It.
But the other thing is, you know, trying to interact with the system in other ways. Like, a lot of people were politically apathetic until Ron Paul ran. And then he runs and just gets blatantly cheated by the Republican Party. You know, that's the kind of thing that moved a lot of people to, well, maybe this whole having a government thing isn't such a good idea anyway, you know. You have to see it in action. And you know, the closer you look at how your government operates, I think the less likely you will be to
remain statist.
to want to have one, you know. I mean, when you realize that your government, like if you're a pot smoker, you realize, oh, my government is actually actively at war with me. Why would I want an organization that's at war with me to continue to exist? Any organization. I don't care if they bake me cookies. You know, if they're at war with me, then there's no balancing that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how much fried chicken they give you for free.
Yeah.
You know, as another example of where technology has arguably improved governmental services is the court system. In certain states, you can go online and you can search active court and past court cases. You can pull up court documents online. You can't do that in New Hampshire. That system does not exist for criminal. I believe they're building it out for like civil or whatever, or some cases, but criminal court cases.
The tech for that's been around for decades.
But they haven't implemented it here, and it's probably because New Hampshire's government is frugal and they don't want to spend money. And ultimately, I would support them not spending money, but on the other hand, I have, you know, benefited when I've looked up cases in other states and it's been convenient. Mm-hmm. So it's frustrating.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. More coming up.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.